Hello and welcome to Go See a Show, the Off-Off-Broadway podcast. I'm your host, Robert Gagneau, and this week's interview can speak for itself, so let's get to it. I'm outside the fabulous Fab Cafe on East 4th Street with Brett Epstein, the writer and also the star of I Love Sam Stone. Thanks for doing the podcast with me, Brett.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So I've got my delicious cup of mud in my hand as I interview Brett. And so, Brett, can you just tell me a little bit about the show? I haven't seen it yet, so I can't really give any ideas on it. Can you tell us what it's about?
Sure, yeah. So it's called I Loved Sam Stone, and it is, I guess, both a comedy and a drama. And it's a college play, two college freshman roommates, and the journey of their friendship from the first day of school, their freshman year, to the last day, and how the friendship develops and changes over that year.
Can you give us a little insight into the sunglasses image of your poster, or will that be ruining something?
No, that won't be ruining it. Yeah, basically, you know, our poster is a pair of sunglasses and, like, this kind of broken heart-esque thing, so...
It's a beautiful image, that's why I ask.
Yeah, thank you. No, I really love it, too. I really love it. The character Sam has these pair of sunglasses, and they're just kind of passed back and forth between the character I play, who's Ben, who's his roommate, and it kind of just turns into this important image. So I guess I won't say much more about it, but Sam owns these really badass sunglasses, and Ben wants them.
Okay, speaking of Ben and badass sunglasses, you're playing Ben, as
yes.
You just said. What is that like to write... Well, to act your own words. I mean, I'm sure that in some ways that means you have in your head already what you want this character to be, but mm-hmm. Did you find it difficult to express them as an actor? I in my work, I found that everyone tells me you should never direct something you write, or you should never write if you're going to direct it, that sort of thing. Did you find that as an actor at all? Because... some of the greats have acted in their own shows. I'm thinking of Harold Pinter. So, how was that for you?
Yeah, it was difficult. It was a kind of a crazy journey. I mean, the character's really close to me, and it was like this hard process of like how to infuse myself into the part, but not just be myself without acting at all. You know, so how much of it is Ben, how much of it is Brett, and how do I fuse it into this one clear, sharp performance while also still knowing, like, you know, the play is sort of semi-autobiographical, so I'm already emotional going into it, and how to just, like, be sharp on stage and not get overwhelmed by acting in it, too. But I think this is why I didn't direct it. I think if I tried to direct it, and I wrote it, and I was in it, I would have gone that one step too far. I think
that's just not possible.
It's just not going to happen. But you know, we have a director who really was helped me make the choices and helped me. You know, he had a vision and he went for it. So I could just kind of let him control the production while I just focus on making this character work.
I'd love to get a little bit more into that process of working with the director as an actor and also as the playwright. Did he offer suggestions for script changes? Did you make script changes? Did you find that none were necessary? How was it to be sort of on both sides of the table at the same time with your director? And who was your director, by the way?
So his name is Daniel Durkin. He recently graduated from the directing program at Fordham. So I was referred to him and ended up hiring him for the piece. And yeah, I originally went into it saying, this is the final script, there are going to be no changes. When we started, though, maybe a few little tweaks were made because it just made sense for the piece. But basically, you know, the script is what it was because I was able to edit it, like, massively when it won this playwriting competition at the Tank in the summer. And I had a stage reading of it where I just sat and watched it, and then... that was like a 2-hour, 45-minute reading. And I made a lot of edits to what it is today. So it basically was done after all summer I spent editing it because of the Tank's playwriting competition.
So as you mentioned, just for the audience to know, the play won... What is the name of the competition? I know it was like from 50 plays down to one, right?
Slam. It was called Slam. Right. And it was 3 weeks long. And it's like 30 plays to 6 to 1.
Excellent. And yeah. The play won. So yeah. Now the play is being produced at the Tank?
Correct. Yeah.
Great, and what are the further dates on the show?
October 22nd, Saturday, at 9:30, and October 23rd, Sunday at 7, and that's our closing weekend. So we've had 4 shows already. We have 2 more, and it was just a very limited short run of the play. But hopefully there'll be more sometime, you know, in the future.
I hope so, too. Well, I'm glad I'm catching you before the end of the run. I'd love to talk to you, though. You know, that was a... We could end the podcast here, I suppose, but I'd love to hear more about your process of writing the show. You said it was semi-autobiographical. It's not a Romana Clef. It's a... why this play? Why did you write this play based on these semi-autobiographical events?
Yeah, you know, I just am fascinated by the relationships and the dynamic between the people in our lives. And so I had this really complex, interesting friendship with one of my guy friends in college, and it would just was always shifting and evolving, and eventually it just, well, I won't say it because you'll see in the play, but I just want to write about it. To go through these really emotional things in life, to be able to sit down and write about it, it lets you kind of get it out there in a way that's healthy. And also I've just been really, I guess, fortunate and happy with the fact that in my head it was okay, I went through this experience, it's all about me, I'm gonna write this play and then I'm gonna deal with it, blah, blah, blah. But then to see all these different types of people, who, you know, my character in the play is gay, and then to have random people who see the play just be the opposite of me come up to me and be like, oh, I was affected by the play too. And I'm like, oh, but you're this older black woman, older straight black woman, the opposite of me, and you like the play? Oh, so it just got out of this really dark kind of emotional place to oh my god, I created something great out of it that could also help other people. Or
so this thing that you felt almost was very singular to yourself, mm-hmm. you found through the play is much more of a universal theme. Is that
distillation
of what you just said?
Yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What other sorts of reactions have you gotten from audience members?
A lot of oh, it's college. It reminds me of college. Oh, you capture, college is fun. that type, and just reliving kind of, that kind of theme of investing too much into someone else. What happens? Can you backtrack? Can you fix it? You know, these kind of complicated friendships like that, and mainly that, those types of reactions. Or it was funny. A lot of people say it was funny. It's kind of like, it's hard to pick what genre it is, because it is, it's funny, but it's also veers into a drama, because I think that's what happened to me. It's it starts with something that's oh, this is fun, Oh, wait, this is a little more confusing than I thought. Oh, this is sad. that's what their relationship was, that's what the play is. It's just this roller coaster of and then the audience is trying to keep up, and I kind of like that, do we laugh here, do we not, and trying to, it just takes them off guard.
Like any good play.
Yeah.
Let's get you off guard. So is the play produced, self-produced, or is it produced by the Tank? What has the life of the play been since it won the playwriting competition, or since you submitted it to the playwriting competition?
Right. So actually, the first draft of this play was written in, 2009, summer of 2009. I did it right after I went through it. I wrote it frantically, and then put it up in Rhode Island. Then I put it on hold for a little bit until the Tank had the playwriting competition, and it won that. And then I was all right, good. So I got back into it and edited it. From the reading, which was one day only, a producer was in the theater and saw it, and then now she is producing this play of it. So not necessarily did I win from the reading this production, but someone latched onto the project from the reading, which was awesome, and now we've had a 3-weekend run. Well, we will have 3 weekends of the play, so that's been the life of it, which is great. Thank God I left my apartment and went to the Tank and submitted my play. What if I didn't,
a lesson for all of us.
Leave your apartment and submit, because you never know. My God, get off your ass.
That's what I like to hear. That's the sort of message that I want to get out in this podcast. Thanks so much for agreeing to meet with me, Brett.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Of course. And so where can folks go to get tickets?
Yeah, great. thetanknyc.org/theater, and then you'll see the link to I Love Sam Stone. You can get them. They're 18 general admission, but if you're under 30, you can get in for 15. And I guess that's it. That's how you get tickets. Yeah. Facebook.com/SamStoneThePlay as well.
Sam Stone the Play. Excellent. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks again, Brett, for joining me for an interview, and thanks to you for listening in to Go See a Show, where every week I interview theater artists working in New York's off-off-Broadway community. If you're an iTunes user, be sure to subscribe to Go See a Show. The link is on the homepage of the website, or simply search Go See a Show! In the podcast section of iTunes. And as always, please send all comments, questions, praise, or complaints, as well as suggestions for future podcasts, to Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y, at goseeashowpodcast.com. Until next time, go see a show.
Beautiful. That's 9 minutes.
Is that good?
Okay. Yeah, no, that's
sometimes
great.
I'm like, how do I articulate what I want to say?
That's me through this whole thing, so that's fine.
Okay.
And I'm on every episode.